Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Yes. Now it is. It's now it's good to be with you today. It's really chaotic all over the world, and I'm just happy to be here. We're still going to be sipping that hot tea that I'm going to be spilling all
over
the place.
Blow on it. It's hot.
No, you got to blow on it. You can't drink it. So we're here to help you get your mind off of things for a while. All right. So later in the show, Drake is in his feelings, but this time it's not about Kiki. And does Drew Barrymore want that old thing back? And Future puts his mask on to help America's first responders. It's
a really
cool story. And now you're probably wondering where the rest of the Dish crew is. Where's Gary? Where's Brat? Where's Chewy? Well, they are all safe at home under quarantine, but we are still here holding down the fort. And I know it's April Fool's Day, but it is not an April Fool's Day joke. Yes, Portia is at home. That's her there at home. In her lovely mansion. Headcrack is there at home as well. And Frank and I are here at the LA studio.
What's going on, y'all?
Now, it looks like Portia is reporting from Buckingham Palace.
I know. Look at
that's your house.
It sounds like we were going to be dishing the tea.
We know how you love to do your British accent.
With Charles and him.
Now, listen, I have six dogs to try to entertain, so that's not that big of a deal. But, Frank, you have a teenager. Portia, you got a little baby. Headcrack, you got kids. How are you doing this? A
lot of drugs. Spending time in my attic. Which is unfinished, but it's the only place that nobody in the house wants to go.
All right, so let's get to the show. We have a ton to dish about. And Portia, I hear you got something juicy.
Oh, yes, indeed, I do. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but there has still been a club going down, and it's at DJ Nice's Instagram Live, okay? I have been partying with him and many, many other celebs. Now, Halle Berry was in the party, honey, and she was shooting her shot. She was shooting a shot at DJ Nice. They were flirting, like, back and forth and, you know, all of that. And she actually told him to call her right there on live. And, you know, everybody can see the comments. So what y'all think about them as a couple?
I'm not mad at it.
She wants to know why that D's so nice.
You know, DJ D Nice, the girls call him Derek. And at the end of the day, like, you know, like, this dude has set the vibe for so many parties that I think at the end of the day, like, you know, she was, like, you know, caught up in his groove.
And then when they end up getting married, she had to hyphenate her name to be Halle Berry Nice.
It's funny you say
like
that,
it.
Frank,
I like
because
it a lot.
They're using the hashtag Berry Nice. So, like, you know, because everybody knows that they're flirting and possibly virtually smashing. So everybody using the hashtag Berry Nice now.
I think if there was somebody I would let inside my 6-foot bubble of
Halle
disease,
Berry.
Halle Berry, welcome.
You would risk it all.
You got open doors inside
the
bubble.
Because even if she has it, you want hers.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't just get COVID-19. I got Halle Berry.
I got a Berry Nice COVID-19.
Right?
Well, moving on, it's usually Kiki that has Drake in his feelings, but this time it's actually his 2-year-old son, Adonis. For the first time ever, Drake has dropped photos of his 2-year-old son with this long, heartfelt message. Of course, we can only read you a little, so here's some of it. What is most important for you right now is to connect to your own inner light, and in order to do that, connect to the people and things that bring you a lot of joy. When the mind starts to move into overthinking or fear, shift your attention away to something bright. I love and miss my beautiful family and friends, and I can't wait for the joyful day when we're all able to reunite. Until then, please keep your lights on. One time for Drizzy Drake with a heart, y'all.
Aww.
That baby
yes,
is so beautiful.
Yes.
I don't know where the blue eyes came from, though, because Drake has brown eyes, and it looks like Mama has brown eyes, too.
There's a baby in that picture? All I see are boobs.
That he's been, like, kept under wraps for a while. But if you look at Drake's mom, you can see some of Drake's mom's features in the child. So, like, you know, sometimes the dad's genes ain't that strong, and you see more of, like, the dad's mom. And I think that's what you get.
Yeah, they're not strong at all. Grandma had that baby. Okay.
You're right. That little blonde. That
Drake
blonde
should
hair.
Capitalize on this and make babies that look like his baby, because it could be like the new big Cabbage Patch doll. Seriously, it's got that look about it. You know what I mean? It's so gorgeous and so squeezable. You just want to have
it. Makes me want to have Drake's baby. Oh, Portia, you know, this Adonis is only 1 year younger than PJ, so maybe a play date.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to have to line up. He's going to have to line up a play date or date later on.
She's very popular.
She's popular, honey. Yep. She got Andy's little boy. She got a couple, future play dates going on.
It's going to be a whole new show, Real Play Dates of Atlanta. All right, so the quarantine's causing parents everywhere to become a little more creative, you know, while their kids are home 24/7. Mm-hmm. And celebs like Chrissy Teigen and John Legend have definitely risen to the occasion.
What'd they do?
The couple celebrated the nuptials of their daughter Luna Simone's stuffed animals. They've lost their mind.
Wow, it's not that long into quarantine. Is it Mary stuffed animals into quarantine?
Chrissy officiated the beachfront wedding, and John actually performed. Take a look.
As part of the ceremony, I would like to now bring up a special guest who will sing their favorite song as requested by them.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you.
All right. Now, I got to say, beachfront wedding and John Legend is singing at your wedding, and you're two stuffed animals. This is better than most people's actual weddings.
He was singing while checking his Instagram. He wasn't even paying attention.
In that right there. I can get married right there at that setting, have John Legend, have Chrissy officiate, all of that. That would perk for me.
Let's make it happen, Portia. Right. Come on.
Do you think John looked good standing there in that robe holding that cocktail? Did he have really skinny ankles? Go back and look again. Super skinny ankles on John Legend.
You notice the weirdest things.
I swear to God, man, if he walked down the beach, he'd strike
He's got Gary legs.
Gary's ankles. I don't know who's crazier, because I actually sat here and watched the whole wedding, and I'm not going to lie, I almost teared up when John Legend was singing. And that's when I realized, you need to get outside and get some vitamin D. Like, this is ridiculous. You up here crying at
Not only do you need to get outside, Portia, you're also PMSing.
Hey,
no,
tell
but
that,
John Legend does make those
Tell that stuffed
songs,
bunny
though.
I know a good lawyer for a prenup. Hopefully they got one.
No, but John Legend makes those type of songs. Like, if he was, like, really popping in the 80s, he would have sang on every soap opera at every wedding that anyone ever had ever. He makes those songs.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Luke and Laura, John Legend.
What's the coolest thing that the coolest thing that we've done since the quarantine is all of us go walk the dog together. I mean, the dogs are very happy.
Happy, yeah.
Yes, we're all walking together as a family.
Yeah, you
can't
that.
Get within 6 feet of anybody else. But if you are living in the home together, you just see these pockets of people walking
That's
around
true.
With a dog.
The only thing, the only living creatures that are unhappy that this is happening are cats. Because they're just like, what
home.
The
Why
hell?
Are you here? Like,
you're interrupting my nap with all your noise.
Go to work already.
All right, well, coming up, he may not be that into her, but she's definitely into him. We're going to find out what Drew Barrymore said about her ex, Justin Long, coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
All right, so in case you don't remember, Drew Barrymore dated Justin Long back in the day. They dated from 2007 to 2010, and Paper Magazine went on Instagram and did a Justin Long appreciation post, and the two exes had a playful exchange in the comments. Now, here's what Drew said. You're not wrong. He's great. Justin replied at Drew Barrymore, "Aw, what do you know? Texting you a great photo booth pic I just found during my quarantine clean." So somehow, she seems to stay friends with her exes easily. Like, all of my exes hate me.
But is she friends with the exes who she was married to, or is she friends with the one she didn't get married to?
Well,
I just think she makes a better ex than she does, somebody to settle down with. She's been married, what, 17 times?
Three times. She married Tom Green.
And at least 50 first dates.
Right. She's had at least 50 of those that we know of.
She never seems to remember.
But he doesn't need to fall for it because everybody's at home lonely during the quarantine, and she's probably single right now, and that's what you want. You want your ex. And he's going to fall right
back
into it.
That's true. You know what? That's true, Portia. I think we get caught up in the quarantine. It's like a really drunk person at 2 o'clock in a bar. That person's not as hot at 2 a.m. as you think they are. Now we got our quarantine goggles on, and we're like, maybe I'll circle Maybe I'll circle back with Justin Long. I'm like, what was I thinking?
But do any of y'all have an ex that's worth breaking the quarantine for?
No.
I mean, if people are home alone, I think the dry spell is getting pretty antsy. I heard a lot of people are dating online now because you don't have the pressure of having to meet up and that pressure of hooking up right away. That's almost like...
This is also explaining why I cannot find a hothouse cucumber at my local grocery store. I try.
Oh, my God.
Not one.
You are not lying. They are so tiny. Like, where the hell are the big cucumbers?
I'm not kidding.
I'm over here got to chop up 3 cucumbers for 1 salad because these lonely ladies are at the house quarantined.
Right, since everyone's stuck at home, Venus Williams has actually been live streaming her workouts, and it got really interesting when Amy Schumer pulled up and was using a Magnum champagne bottle as a weight. Check it out.
You do it like this. You get the low. When we go low,
I'm getting the hang of this.
The champagne goes high.
Well, I've never really done that type of workout. I usually do, with my wine, I do a lot of curls.
Like right up to the face.
I do a lot of the curls right to the lips.
No, on top of your head squats.
I need to start switching hands, though, and do lefty, because I got a big right arm.
I appreciate that they're actually doing the workouts at home.
Yeah.
Because they're calling it the quarantine 15. Oh. By the time we get out of this, everyone's going to be gained 15 pounds.
I've gained weight. I
am on my way.
Yeah, you got to roll me out the house. I haven't been able to work out yet. It's, like, hard for me to get my mind around working out at home. Like, my bed is here, my refrigerator is here. Why would I be sweating in the house?
I know.
Like, I can't.
And then look at the refrigerator for you. Do a couple squats with the fridge before you open it.
Right.
You know, I've been using my kid as a weight, you know, like the same thing she was doing with the Magnum bottle. I've been doing that with my 1-year-old. If I want to go up in weight, I pick up my 5-year-old. And if I want to max out,
okay, there
I do
you
it
go.
With a 7-year-old.
And then put one on your back and do some push-ups. Okay.
Yeah. I don't lift a 20-year-old. I'm not ready for that yet.
It's all the comfort food, though. It's like, it's all that stuff that makes you feel really good. It's the potatoes and the mac and cheese and bread. I mean,
no. Can't find those on the shelves at the grocery store.
No.
The Oreos are gone.
Yeah, it's all gone.
For me.
The Instacart people hate me.
Oh, you're doing Instacart.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll send them out for like one thing. I just got to a point where I'm tired of risking my life and stuff.
Well, up next, Future and Rihanna have one thing on their mind, and we're going to tell you what that one thing is when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, many big celebrities have been giving back, donating towards this coronavirus relief, and due to states being really, really crucially low in the medical supply realm. And a shout out to Future and Rihanna because they are stepping up, making a difference. So Future's family charity is called the Free Wishes Foundation. I'd like free wishes.
Free wishes?
Yes, the Free Wishes Foundation.
Okay. Free.
Not free witches. Free Wishes Foundation.
That's a different foundation.
They teamed up with Atlanta Sewing Style to start the Mask On Challenge. It was a twist off his title song, Mask Off.
Oh, that's cool.
And they'll be donating, you know, masks to local hospitals. Future's mom, Stephanie Jester, said in a statement, there is so much that needs to be done during this crisis, and if everyone can step up in some way, we can all get through this together as we serve our community. I think that our healthcare professionals are the heroes in the situation. And I completely agree.
Yes,
absolutely.
We had a nurse call the show the other day, and she was in tears because she hasn't been able to go home because she has a 20-month-old daughter.
Yep.
So she's
staying at the hospital.
Asking our audiences, please stay at home. We're here to help. But get home.
They are heroes.
They are, absolutely.
Yeah, a little bit helps. You know, and sad to say, my home state of New York has one of the highest numbers of corona cases in the country right now. So, of course, a philanthropist like herself, bad gal Rihanna, she donated personal protection equipment to New York hospitals. She also gave them supplies because they're super limited there. And Governor Cuomo tweeted his gratitude towards Riri, and he said, I want to thank Rihanna and the Rihanna Foundation for donating personal protective equipment to New York State. We're also appreciative of your help and that of so many others who have stepped up.
That's no joke.
Clara Lionel Foundation. That's awesome. So big shout out to her and Future.
Makes me feel like we need to do something, Frank.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what y'all can do.
Mask on.
You know, because every little bit helps.
Well, it looks like Rita Ora is in hot water with her fans. She premiered her new music video for her latest single, How to Be Lonely. And let's just say she's alone with this one. Fans called Rita out on social media for the scenes of her writhing around in dozens, I want to say hundreds, maybe even thousands of smashed eggs, knowing the shortage of food due to the pandemic.
Right.
One fan said, anyone seen the new Rita Ora video, Lonely, where she smashes hundreds or thousands of eggs? It's such a waste of food. Another fan
said...
No,
it's not. I'd eat that omelet any day.
Can I get the Rita Ora omelet? Another fan said, Rita Ora is the reason I haven't been able to find eggs for the past 2 weeks. I think right now that... I mean, if this had happened at any other time...
But
I was
when
like,
did
sick.
She shoot the video? She
I
might
know,
have shot the
that's
video
what I'm saying. Guys, calm down.
She probably
the
shot
people
it a
shoot
long
videos
time ago.
Like months ago, like probably 6 months ago, before we even knew this was going down.
So what have you learned? I mean, obviously, the appreciation for eggs has gone way up. But what are you appreciating more that you've been in quarantine that you didn't really know that you needed that much?
Antibacterial hand soap. I don't normally...
You can't find that anymore.
No, that's impossible.
No.
Hello. Heidi got her butt cheeks burned because she fell asleep in the sun this weekend.
I fell asleep in the sun after maybe four...
Margaritas.
Just tequila on the rocks. I didn't even do margaritas. No.
They were...
And I took a nap in the sun, and I was asleep for 3.5 hours, and I woke up, and I'm what an amateur. My back is so burnt, and I'm so miserable, and I can't get aloe anywhere because people were taking aloe.
You
I have
said,
no aloe,
you
and
said
if anybody has a remedy.
For, I think you passed out.
Yeah, passed out. I was trying to make it not so...
And we gotta put Heidi on the cocoa butter.
Yeah. Oh, no, she gonna come. Hey, Craig, you trying to make her look like she gonna come inside looking like me.
I would be fine with that, trust me.
Find out how one celebrity couple revealed that they are dating while one of them was on Instagram Live.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll reveal who that couple is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys. Well, you know, everybody has been on Instagram. It's the best way to pass time by, and it's the best way for celebrities to keep in contact with their fans. So a lot of them have been pretty much jumping online and being able to, like, play music for them, sing, etc. So two celebs actually got caught up in something recently on an Instagram Live. So this guy, his name is called Max Eric. He was online playing for his fans, and guess who popped in the background? Demi Lovato. Take a look.
Oh, boy.
But looking at the shock on her face, do you think she really knew?
Oh, no, she didn't know, y'all, because she didn't even have no makeup
she
on.
Makeup
she didn't
on.
Have no makeup on. She was coming to bring him the blanket so they could be hunching under the cover.
A skin cloak?
The thing is, I noticed
know.
In the video that Max was like, hey, like, don't get in here because I don't want people to see you.
But he should have announced.
It could be very offensive.
But it could be, but it's like, that's why I said, don't you announce like, hey, babe, I'm going to do an Instagram Live real quick. So just.
So he's never told his fans and she's never told her fans that they're actually dating. Because if you're going to be that close
no.
inside each other's bubble,
you've
been isolated together for a while.
I mean, you don't start
do you
an
think
Instagram
she was
Live?
Getting in there? It's like, this is my man.
Maybe.
Just pop
but, like,
head
even
in
Frank, if
market
you were doing an Instagram Live, if you started one and I didn't know you were on, it's like, no, you need to tell me because I may say something on Instagram Live that I wouldn't really say.
Oh, do you mean what we get here is not the real Heidi?
No!
You would say horrible, horrible things? Fireable things?
That you don't already say on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes! We all would!
I think this is an opportunity right now because I know that there's that furniture store, like online furniture called West Elm. Are you familiar? They will give you a background setting of one of their put-together rooms for your Zoom conferences. If you want to do an Instagram Live,
I want to do
it'll
that.
It'll be a filter so it could look like, hey, look at this place.
Is that what
it's
Portia
pretty fancy.
Did? Is that what Portia did?
That's what Portia's doing right now with her Buckingham Palace filter.
But
can you imagine
if I
had the couch in the background while I'm doing Instagram Live and there's Jennifer Aniston reading a book and I'm like, yeah, I guess we've been revealed that we're dating now.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.